Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit. Hello, COVID lady.
Hello.
How are you, dear sick one?
I'm okay.
It's very well, it's very gratifying to know that you are not invincible of the COVID.
I am pissed. I am the first because I'm the first Mortimer to have COVID, and we were convinced that we were like some sort of deep, like prehistoric trait had helped us be immune. I was so certain. But do you know what? Turns out I wasn't immune. I was just really good at mask wearing. And then the first weekend that I worked and didn't wear masks, I got COVID. Good gags.
Way for you to one-up me on the time of my life where I've got the worst cold ever as well. And like I can't complain about it anymore because you've got COVID.
Oh, I think you can. I think you can. I will say that this girl was not meant for ISO. I've actually never had to isolate yet for like longer than basically test results coming back. So I haven't had to isolate for like longer than 12 hours yet. And it's day two. And like that's like day one. I went for a walk on day one before I tested. So like it's been 24 hours and I'm so bored. I just like don't want to watch any TV. Everything sucks. It's day two. I've already baked every day. But as soon as I finish baking each day, I'm like.
Baked every day. It's 2 days.
But every time that I finish baking, I sit down and I'm like, oh, I've overstretched myself. I'm exhausted. And then I like spiral and get a fever. So
isn't it funny how exhausted you get though? Like you go from a minor amount of energy and you're like, cool, yeah, up and about.
I'm like feeling good. Yeah.
And then all you want to do is sleep the rest of the day.
Yeah. The thing is I haven't napped at all yet, like not once, and I'm not sleeping that well at night either. Meanwhile, Brenton, who's currently still negative, is sleeping the whole day.
Like, it's going to be shit though because he's going to get it right before you're done and then you're both going to be stuck in ISO for another 7 days.
So I hope don't get stuck. I'm fine.
Wait, so he can go out right now?
No. Oh. But once I've done my ISO, I can go out and he can't. Why are you acting like you haven't had this happen to you?
Mate, I have forgotten. It's a very distant memory now. It's gone.
Because remember Adrian left the house and you had to just kick on.
That's right. He fucked off on me, little bastard.
Yeah, dicks. Anyway, enough about COVID. Bit of a dampener. Also, Jamie from Brow House absolutely struck me to the core when she's like, lol, who gets COVID anymore? I was like, you're right. I'm so daggy. Like, at least I could have got it when everyone else got it. Now it just feels so lame. Like, you're either immune or you had COVID at New Year's. Like, this batch is so uncool.
Nah, there's people getting it for round two, so just pretend that it's your second time around, I would
say.
Yeah,
I actually had a girl cancelled. It was her second time. She cancelled earlier in the week and she had an appointment with me on Saturday morning. Mm. I was about to like text her and be like, hey, funny story. I couldn't have done it anyway because I also have COVID. And I was like, maybe I should just leave this poor lady alone.
But yes. She didn't ask for your life story, but if you're both in lockdown, maybe she did.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, it's so much worse the second time. So you've got that to look forward to.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I've got. I really need to do another rat test.
You're fine. You're fine. I think you've had your little sickness for too long now for it to be COVID, but literally, let's stop talking about illnesses, shall we?
Let's talk about beauty news.
That's the tea on that.
Okay, well, I guess the first thing that I wanted to talk about, which is probably not beauty news, but like I just watched it today and I wanted to discuss with you.
She's gone rogue already, yeah?
Yeah. So have you watched the Emma Chamberlain Bizarre YouTube video?
I have not.
Okay, well, it's her in Paris Fashion Week, going to a Louis Vuitton show and then going like thrift shopping. Mm-hmm. Thrift shopping. Rose.
She was trying to say the Macklemore song. Thrift shopping.
And then getting a coffee. And it was just so chic. And anyway, I posted on our stories last week when she I lost vision and thoughts. When she posted her makeup look. And it was like this super soft, like matte eye on the top, and then this super black smoky line on the bottom. And I was like,
it's back.
It's back. And she's wearing that look in this video. And I just love it. And I never, truly never thought I'd hear or see the day where I said black liner on the bottom but not on the top.
I can't fucking wait to bring this back. This was my jam from year 9 to year 12. All I wore on the weekend, because I wasn't allowed to at school, was like you'd put the, I would put the black liner in my waterline and then I'd be like, oh, I'm just going to slip down below into my lash line. And then we'd just like, you know, leave it, but just like reapply it all the time, because it starts to look weird when you wear very heavy black liner on the bottom of your bottom half of your eye and you don't have it in your waterline, because all of a sudden it's like black, nude, white, black.
And I did notice, like, by the end of the video, it looked less chic than at the start. So it's like, it is a fucking high maintenance trend.
It's like glossy eyelids, but
not
the
quite
exact
that
opposite. It's a it's a disgusting, it's a bottom heavy under eye.
Yeah, it's the undercarriage. So yeah, that's a trend that we need to look out for. And it's not, I'm not talking like lower lash line, like that's fine. It's the fact, it's the nakedness on the top and the bottom heaviness that is like never before seen in this era.
Great, I'm here for it. Next up in beauty news, Sunday Riley have announced their first ever brand ambassador this week, who was Phoebe Deniva.
No, Deniva. We just Googled this.
I know, I can't remember.
Phoebe Deniva. Phoebe Deniva.
You're so good at that. She's the chick from Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Phoebe Deniva.
Phoebe Deniva from Bridgerton. This is sort of a rogue move because...
So rogue because
it's such
who
a, like,
has
Lancome maneuver?
Who has beauty ambassadors other than Clinique, Lancome, Rimmel,
Dior? Like, maybe. Yeah, it's weird. Don't get it. Also, I feel like a lot of those brands are like those market leading brands that have skincare and makeup. And the fact that it's just skincare, I'm a bit like, how are you going to take photos of her all done up? Like.
Just
splashing her face in the sink, or
that's it. What's the benefit of having her as an ambassador? They've said that they didn't just pick her for her pretty face. They picked her because of her values, apparently, as well. And the whole, they talked about their becoming a B Corp last year and how Phoebe Deniva has her own like eco-sustainable values as well. Anyway, it just seemed like it was a big push for good genes. And then I thought to myself, what actually is the point of this? Because she's done her thing now where she's like, I'm the face of good genes. I'm the face of Sunday Riley. What's she going to do next? Is it an excuse to use her face in their marketing material for the next few months? I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm actually bamboozled by it.
And also Bridgerton's a bit done.
No, I think it's about to come back maybe now.
And
or
she
next
does.
Next Wednesday or something. So the timing is actually right in line with season 2 Bridgerton. So, and perhaps it's just a way of, like, she obviously she's going to be on the full press
tour.
What do they call it? And maybe they're just like, oh, who the fuck can we find that is just going to be on every single media publication forevermore? And I guess, you know what, with that comes like the Vogue in the bathroom and the something something get ready with me and all of those, and maybe it's just a way,
very true, maybe it's a cheaper way for them to shoehorn their product into her vocabulary and like pictures and beauty routine for the next few months, probably. Next up in beauty news, Jaclyn Hill is dissolving her lip filler. Next up in beauty news.
No, I just find it interesting because she really has blown up her face, right? And
did you watch the video?
Yeah, of course I did. Bloody painful. She's just so much.
It was only like 30 seconds of dissolving lip filler talk as well. And I was like, oh, I've watched this whole video for this.
I know. I sort of have to hate watch. So it's interesting because we're really seeing this in Shani Grimmond. We're seeing it in Jaclyn Hill. We're seeing it in Molly May. We're seeing it across the board. There's this huge movement of taking out breast implants.
Yes.
Dissolving filler. So all of the people 5 years ago that were influencing trends with the big lips and the big boobs are all now
Chloe Kardashian rid of her BBL.
The people that were setting the trends 5 years ago are now all undoing them.
Yes.
Which is great that we have that option, but also kind of wild. And with the lip filler, a lot of them are actually dissolving to then have it redone in a more normal sense. Yes. But the issue with a lot of filler is that you get migration, and so the filler slowly starts to move up towards the nose and all in that little mustache area, and you end up just looking like a bit of a psycho, really.
Yeah. Once it's migrated, though, is it going to just migrate again more easily in future, or does it have to be like it's a capacity thing, like it's overflowing from the place in which it was placed? I don't know the answer, so I'm asking you.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you'd think that it would almost move downwards with gravity, but...
Well, it can't. I mean, the lip is the bottom of the down. Your top lip doesn't go lower than your top lip.
Outwards and downwards.
Well, that would be even worse.
Like a handlebar mustache. I don't know. I do think it's – you're right. Once it's once you've had migration – is that even the word? I've said it too many times.
No, it is.
You might be more prone to it, like, down the line. But I also think it's, like, the placement – the skill of the injector, how much filler you have, like the more you have, the more likely it's going to migrate.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff.
It is interesting, and it's also very refreshing to live through. I would say this is the first time in our lives that we've been of the age where we've lived through a trend now. Like, giant filled lips is kind of like we're coming out the other side of it. And I think that seeing celebrities dissolving their lip filler to go for a more natural look is like, it's like the 90s of the eyebrows, which we didn't really deal with quite so badly, where we overplucked our eyebrows.
I was literally about to say, how dare you say we haven't lived through a trend? Because we did. We lived through skinny eyebrows to thick eyebrows.
Yeah, but maybe I personally didn't deal with overplucking my eyebrows, so it's not something that I'm as cognizant of. Oh,
then
it didn't exist
for the rest of the world then.
No.
Man.
No, I'm not saying for the rest of the world it didn't exist. I'm saying for us it's our first time.
Nah, I definitely had the skinny brows. But, yeah, interesting. And flare jeans, like there's many things. We've seen flare jeans.
I'm sorry, a flare jean was not an irreversible cosmetic procedure.
Oh, what about, like, I guess it's probably not our era. I was going to say, like, tramp stamp.
True, definitely something else, though, that's happened that people have then had to be like,
I did that.
I'm going to think about that again on the other side of this phase.
Speaking of, how interesting that Estée Lalonde got, like, 3 ginormous arm tattoos and is not 12 months later getting them removed.
Yes, an interesting choice. I've also seen Allegra Shaw is getting her giant, like, triangle arm tattoo with a pair of antlers in it removed as well. So there's definitely also a trend of celebrities having their tattoos removed too, or not celebrities, influencers, yeah, but probably celebrities too.
So when you get your tattoos removed, do they actually ever go to nothing, or do you nothing if you have enough sessions?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that it just went to, like, pretty faded but, like, still, like, a bit of a grey tone there, and I was like, oh, that's, like, kind of shit.
You can do it to pretty faded and then go over them, like if you want to have a replacement tattoo put in the same spot, and then it's cheaper because it's just a cover-up job, or you can actually get them removed. And they essentially obliterate the particles within your skin through, like, laser beams to remove the pigment. It's pretty wild what they do.
Interesting.
Anyway, this is a huge tangent. What were we talking about?
Well, we were talking about the dissolving lip filler.
Which is a really good segue, actually, into, speaking of regrettable beauty decisions, Bella Hadid this week did an interview with Vogue where she said that she had a – well, she finally admitted, I guess, it's been conjecture for a long time that she had a nose job, and she has said that, yes, she did at the age of 14, and that she wishes that she kept the nose of her ancestors because she thinks it would have suited her.
Yeah. Yeah, I do think it's interesting – in general, people regretting cosmetic procedures. I also think it is interesting in terms of her sort of, like, erasing her, like, Palestinian heritage and just, like, trying to be, like, the most Eurocentric ideal of beauty ever. Like, how sad? Do you know what I mean? It's like, you know, getting double eyelid surgery and I don't know. There's some cosmetic procedures that are, like, borderline – racist. Do you know, with certain procedures, it's like you're just trying to be more white looking, and that's really sad.
I agree. And I think also my initial thoughts when I found out about her having it done at the age of 14 was sort of, that's an interesting choice by her parents to, I imagine, encourage that, because you're not 14 and saying that you want a cosmetic procedure done and not having it entertained by your parents in some way. Like, they obviously encouraged it enough to allow her to go through with it, and potentially, like, who's to say that it didn't come from them, especially if, you know, Gigi's nose was different to hers and she wanted to look or have that more Caucasian, white-looking, Eurocentric nose.
That's very true. I did think, my first thought was like, what the fuck, Yolanda? And then also, mm-hmm. but she was like their manager and everything, as they were models and she was a model and stuff. So she was probably pro it, because she was like, this is going to get her jobs, blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely, she would have been. And I know girls who I went to school with who've gone on to have careers in beauty who had cosmetic procedures done when we were in high school to improve beauty. She had her ears pinned. And I think that's a decision by a parent to change the look of your kid.
Yeah, ears and pinned is tricky, because for some reason, ears pinned is like a primary school procedure.
Yeah,
and I don't know. You're right. I have no idea why that is considered normal, because nothing about it is – it's not like, you know, deviated septum, sneaky nose job. It is just that your ears stick out. There's nothing stop – I mean, maybe sunglasses don't stay on your head very well or something, but same, and that's just a small temple, small head issue.
Yeah,
it's so weird that, yeah, primary school kids get that. I don't know. It's a bit fucked, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely a bit fucked, and I think that there's nothing wrong with making a decision as an adult that you want to change your body, but I think making a decision as a child, and this goes into such grey territory because of people who are, you know, trans, exactly.
Yeah.
But fuck, I don't even know. I was going to say there's an element of character building that comes from being a little bit different and growing through that as a person and realizing that, like, you appreciate the features that make you unique, I think, and that's not the case for everybody, and power to you if you want to change in the future, but I don't know.
It's so tricky. Very interesting question.
Next up in beauty news.
Just a quick, pretty much single sentence thing. Glossier U is being released in candle form.
I hereby vote that it will not smell the same as the perfume. We need not worry about not being able to get access to it.
No. Like, I still want to, although I do love the burn one that I keep saying smells like Glossier U. You're right. I think it probably won't, but it's still exciting.
Second last in beauty news, there was a Pat McGrath Barbie created this month for Women's History Month. We are a little bit late on this piece of beauty news, but essentially Pat McGrath Barbie, very, very exciting. And it was created among other role models such as Shonda Rhimes. And other people who I don't personally know, so I'm not going to continue to read them out. But yes, she has been named as part of the Female Founders lineup for 2022.
Are they all women of colour, or the two people you listed just happen to be women of colour?
I think I'm reading it on a Women of Colour publication, and they are not all, but they are the ones that were mentioned.
Interesting. Cool. Yep. I love that.
Same.
I wonder if she'll have, like, glittery eyeshadow or something.
She doesn't. She's wearing a all black outfit with a makeup bag, like a carry bag.
That's got, I want one.
It's got brushes in it, and she's wearing like the signature sort of like oversized shirt, like large black shirt, with loose leg pants and white sneakers. Yeah.
I think I want one. Are they available yet?
They've said that the Barbie brand is trying to close the dream gap, quote unquote dream gap, which is a period where girls are most likely to develop self-limiting ideas. So by bringing out this Female Founders collection, it's like you can be anything that you want vibes. Yeah, isn't it lovely? The final piece of beauty news is the Dr. Dennis Gross Peelmobile.
I love the assonance on that. The Peelmobile.
Same. Imagine, quite similar to a Melbourne bus, orange. And it's a
our buses orange.
We have orange wraps on our buses.
Yeah, on Ventura ones, I guess. I thought they're like white with touches of orange. This is like the Simpsons school bus orange, or like the Magic school bus orange.
Yes, or like, I would say more orange than those, because they're more like that typical yellow, like American school bus. So this is very orange, quite a modern looking bus. Anyway, I don't need to go into the details of the bus.
How many wheels has it got? Has it got one of the expandable things in the middle?
It has six wheels, no expandable squidgy part in the middle. Window bus on one side. Imagine, remember, I don't personally remember, but Adrian tells me frequently, because I think he went to a country school, they used to have the dentist bus come and visit them at school.
Yeah.
Oh, you had that too. Good. Yeah, I went to a private city school.
Yeah, your issue is that your Catholic bloody primary school, all the kids could afford dentistry. My primary school people could not. It's wild that the dentist used to come to school. That's a great public health initiative, isn't it?
It really is. And this is a good public skin initiative. It's probably not free, but it's traveling around America. It's doing 11 cities in 9 weeks, traveling to Miami, Boston.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
New York, LA, San Antonio, Texas, San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Toronto. I said LA twice. Anyway, it's traveling for...
You said 9 weeks or 11 weeks, 9 cities, whatever. We get
11
it.
Destinations, 9 weeks. But actually this article I think is wrong, because I think it's 9 days. I don't even know. I think they've really fucked up. March 31st to June 6th. That sounds like 7 days to me. Unless it's going...
March
to
June.
Oh, yeah, you're
7
right.
7 days. What is wrong with you? What's happening? Anyway, it doesn't really matter because none of us are going, but it is interesting to know that they're doing a propeal on the bus-mobile.
I am petitioning personally for Dr. Dennis Gross to bring that bus to Australia.
Yes.
I will drive around on the bus. I'll be the bus woo girl. I don't care what it takes, bring the bus here. Everyone needs a peel. They're doing it to promote the launch of the new three-step peel kit, which includes the moisturizer as part of like the peeling system.
Yes. Have you had the peel before from Dr. Dennis Gross at like a training or anything?
I was very lucky to experience the in-depth peeling sensation of that peel. It like freezes your face.
It's so good. Freezes or burns.
But it felt like ice.
Yeah. I remember being really proud because they were like, tell us when it burns. And you're like, burning. And I was like, okay, burning. And it felt like it was like, I was like, hell yeah. That was longer than most.
Yeah. I got to burn for an extra long amount of time. Yeah.
Go barrier. Yeah.
Oh, that's the other thing that they're doing. They're teaching people about barriers on this bus.
Yeah.
Skin barriers. It's an educational bus. It's a peeling bus. It's a barrier bus.
It's appealing.
Bus.
It's appealing. She went there.
The amount of puns available for this bus. Moving on from beauty news, I have a couple of empties to take you through, if you would allow me.
Mm-hmm.
First up, Sadashi Calm Rose Face Mist. Very sad that this is gone.
Mm.
You know when you need a face mist? This was that, and I don't have one anymore.
Yeah. I finished my Josh Rose Brook Hydration Accelerator and same feels.
I should pick us up some more. I'm going to go to Marcy. I'm going to pick up some more things.
Oh, can you please drop it to me?
Yeah, I think I will.
Thank you.
Next up, I also finished an Aesthetics RX B serum.
Oh, disaster.
I swear to God, I just repurchased this. It's gone. So I'm actually livid about this. My first one lasted me such a long time. This one did not. I've also finished a go-to much brighter skin.
Mm.
Again, would like to repurchase. Next up, Nude Sticks, Nudies, Bondo Bay.
You finished a whole stick?
I finished a whole stick of Bondo Bay, and this is a PSA to everyone who uses these. Use your brush to get into it when it reaches the point where you can't draw it on with your face anymore, because there's like another half a centimeter of product in there.
Mm.
Also finished Anastasia Brow Definer. I go through a million of these. Also finished Lounge Face Lash.
Disaster. I have repurchased. Another one. I really do like it.
Same. My second one. I liked my first one more than my second one.
Disaster. Have I said disaster a bit too much? I think I've only got three words on rotation.
I think you do. Last thing I finished, Tatcha Indigo Repair Overnight Moisturizer. And I will absolutely be repurchasing this. It's the serum in cream.
Serum in cream.
It's very lovely. And I really like it. And Adrian really likes it. And it's replaced Ceramidin for the meantime.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's my empties.
Dang. These products are so good. What's the deal?
What is your beauty fave this week?
My beauty fave this week is the perfume that you told me that I smell nice in. The Laboratorio Altifato, I believe it is called. Need You perfume.
Yep.
I feel like I'm talking on this podcast by myself at this stage.
So sorry.
I'm just getting one word interjections from you.
Disaster. Denver. Do you know what? I'm actually just one of those pads that has a little sound.
I think I could run a whole episode with you on a sound pad. We should try that next time you're sick with COVID.
Yeah.
I also want to do a shout out for the Too Faced Peach Matte Palette. I've been using that a lot this week, and I'm really into the shade Peach Tea, and I know that's everyone's favorite shade.
Okay. Is that the really pink one?
No, Peach Tea is the like really beige one that's like second from the top left.
Okay.
What's your beauty fave this week?
Mine's less of a product, more of a thing, but also still a product. It is lining the waterline.
Oh, you have a beauty fave that's a technique.
Yeah.
The top or the bottom waterline?
Well, I'd call it a tight line if I was referring to the tight line, which is the top.
I would argue they're both waterlines of some sort, but anyway.
No, I would argue theoretically that maybe they're both waterlines, but the top is only a tight line when the bottom is a waterline.
Yes, I would agree. Yeah, I will agree with that.
Waterline.
Couldn't escape if I wanted to.
I was going Madonna borderline and you went Abba Waterloo. But my pitch might not have been perfect and that might have been the downfall.
It was absolutely you. Okay. I'm playing hurdle and that was Waterloo.
My favorite thing to do it with at the moment, I don't like it on myself so much, but I just feel like I've been doing that many bridesmaids and stuff this week where it's been like, it's almost done. I want to level up one notch, but like, I don't want the whole thing darker.
Yeah.
And then you just like, oop, and I slipped a bit of Barbarella Brown from Charlotte Tilbury in the waterline. You're like, fuck yeah, it's finished.
It makes such a difference, especially because when I had my makeup done for Ella's wedding, and that she put the lashes on me, but because my lashes are fair and she didn't really get quite to the root with the mascara.
Okay, I was so like, you're talking about tight lining.
Yeah, I am talking about tight lining now.
Yes, I also, I do. So I would commonly tight line before I waterline. And I feel like most people would do the reverse.
Most people would
put stuff on the bottom, but I'm a tight line Nazi because I've got a very visible top lash line. And I don't like when you can see that fleshy bit. Fuck no. So I really like the Charlotte Tilbury Bedroom Black, I think, for tight lining the top, and I like Barbarella Brown for the bottom.
And a little bit on the plus side is when you're tight lining anyway, it will print a little bit to the waterline. So it almost gives just a little subtle kiss of
Yeah. Depth. Sometimes I ask them to squish their eyes closed.
Yes, tight. Just to do that. Yeah. Just
for a soft one. Because sometimes when you're actually lining it with a pencil, it's like, oh, where do I stop? You know, where you get that awkward bit near the tear duct and you're like, how do I fade this out?
Yes. I can't fade it out. It's only pencil on wet, goopy eye skin.
Whereas a few hard blinks will just give you that soft vibe.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a fave.
Amazing.
Actually, it's not a helmet. It's a hairmet. It has extra room so you don't mess up your hairdo.
What's your non-beauty fave?
My non-beauty fave is Gogglebox.
Yep.
The only thing that I have watched in the last 2 days. Everything else has given me the ick. And the best part about Gogglebox is that you can watch like 100 other shows in it.
Yes.
Okay, so I watched a whole season of Gogglebox today. Oops. And then there's Celebrity Gogglebox, which they say you can watch on 10play, but it's not there. I check all the time. So I think I have to watch that on binge. I've only watched one episode and I thoroughly enjoyed that. I have the biggest crush on, I don't even know if it's, I think it's Simon from Adam and Simon. I have always had a crush on him. Do you not know about my notorious Gogglebox crush?
I don't know who Adam and Simon are.
Well, if you know, you know. The non-ginger one in the pair. He's just so cute. I've literally loved him since, like, season one Gogglebox.
Oh, yep. I did know that you had a crush on this person. Wow.
Yeah, throwback. I love him. He's just, like, funny and cute, and I love him.
I think they only did one episode of Celebrity Gogglebox. Just so you know, I think they made it out like it was a whole season, but they just released the first episode of this new season as a celebrity episode.
No, false.
Okay.
Slander.
Sorry for the fake news. I'm sure I heard that on the radio, but I could be wrong.
God, I hope you're wrong. I need more Hamish Blake and Zoe.
I'm going to say I think I'm right, but it's okay. No. I could be wrong.
One episode? Fuck that.
It was like the get warmed up for Gogglebox thing where they just threw the celebrities in for one episode, I'm pretty sure.
Don't.
Well, can you imagine how much they would have had to have paid Hamish to do a whole season of Gogglebox when they paid him a heap. But he's a Channel 9 guy and they got him on Channel 10 to do Gogglebox. No, they didn't.
That's so depressing. Anyway, the normal Gogglebox is good because I love the people on it and it's the best. And I literally laugh and I cry every single episode.
Why do you cry? What's there to cry about?
Wonderful things. They watch So I've like basically seen all I need to see of the cave rescue documentary because that was on Gogglebox. There's also a show called Doghouse where they like pair people with rescue dogs, cry every single time. Yeah. There's also this show on literacy where they got a bunch of adults who had literacy difficulties and like taught them to be literate and they all like went and kicked their goals and I just sobbed my fucking eyes out at it. Like dogs and literacy really are the only two things I care about in life and they really got me. It's just the best. They always have beautiful shows, beautiful docos, and I get the whole premise of it without having to watch the whole thing. It's the best.
Yeah. No, it works for your attention span.
Absolutely. Don't you have got my attention span? What's your non-beauty fave?
My non-beauty fave is by far the best non-beauty fave going around town at the moment. Is it
literally going around town? It is, isn't it? I hate this. I hate you e-scooter wankers so much. If you take that shit on Marinda Highway, I will fucking knock you down with my car.
You're not allowed to.
Take that through the Guzman drive-thru. I will rage.
Think about how quickly I could get Guzman because I don't have to sit and drive through.
You know what? You could just scooter because your main issue is like crossing Marinda Highway. If you could just scooter straight across the median strip, you're done.
Anyway, I got an e-scooter.
How did it arrive already? I don't understand.
I click and collected it, obviously. Anyway, picked it up. Afterpay day sales today. Thought, today's my day. I'm going to buy an e-scooter. Woke up, bought an e-scooter and picked it up. And now I can scoot everywhere I want to go. They go very quick. You feel like a speed demon. Adrian said he drove past a bunch of teenagers and felt like a big loser.
Yeah, as he should. As he absolutely should.
And then I wrote it and he was like, oh, you look fine on it. You don't look like a loser.
So what brand is it and how much did this set you back?
I'm not telling you how much it costs.
Why? I'll just Google it.
Okay. It costs $700. But I worked out at current petrol prices, if we ride at 1,400 kilometres, we've made our money in petrol.
To where?
Petrol costs so much money. Why would you not?
Wet weather.
Yeah, okay. Well, wet weather's going to be a slight impediment on my scooting, but that's fine. Wait till I take it down to the beach and I scoot all the way to Mount Martha and back. That'll be great fun all along the coastline. What a joy.
That's fun. I'm all for an e-scooter at the beach. I just think that I don't condone it in the eastern suburbs. But that's fine. You wait. I might hop on. I haven't got anywhere that I – like, where would I go? Pop up to the fucking Glen or something on my e-scooter?
The Knox? I don't know.
I mean, I would rather walk.
Wait till you stand on an e-scooter and then tell me you'd rather walk. Okay. All right. We've been going on for too long. What's your snack this week?
Just took it to my veins!
My snack this week is the bread that I made today, which is Eric Lim's maple milk bread. It's on New York Times Cooking. There is a video and also a recipe. It's excellent, and it's not that hard work, and it looks like a bread emoji.
It actually looks so much like a bread emoji, and it looks so soft that you could scrunch it into a ball and it would be a very small bread ball, but it looked very airy and fluffy. You know what I mean? Like, did you ever do that with your bread at school?
That's the only way I used to eat bread.
White bread.
White bread squished into balls and then thrown into tomato soup from a tin.
Perfect.
The only way to eat food. It's weird, right? You make like a roux almost like you would with the bechamel. So you do flour and milk. You like cook that out and you have a paste and then you add cream to that and then you add flour and yeast and then you let it rise. And then after an hour you knead it and you add like a little bit more bench flour and then you let it rise again. He said an hour and a half to 2.5 hours, but bitch, Melbourne's warm. And I went and checked after an hour and I was like, good God,
it's giant.
I've approved. It's fucking huge. And I put it in the oven and it continued to rise. And I was like, this thing is huge. And it was huge. It was this beautiful, rounded, juicy top. You cook it in like a loaf tin. So it's like a mushroom shape, right? You do like two balls so you can rip the middle apart.
Yeah.
Cool. And it's so soft and so delightful. And to be honest, it's very hands off. Like, you make a roux so easy and then you just add a bunch of, oh, has maple syrup in it. A cup of maple syrup, might I add.
It's quite a lot.
That's a lot of maple syrup. It doesn't taste like, when you hear that, for reference, that's more than you can buy in any like one jar. They're normally like 160 mil.
Oh my God, it's more than a, that's like,
well, thank that's God,
like $18 worth of maple syrup.
Well, I had that really, you know how I think my snack of the week once was a really fancy maple syrup. I used like the whole thing of that. It's probably like $30. But I was in ISO and I happened to have two bottles of maple, which got me through. Anyway, it's delicious. It has that maple-y, like nutty sweet flavor, but it's not overly sweet. It's just like brioche, like it's slightly sweet bread. So I
do
had
you just
it with,
eat it as bread?
I had it with butter and salt. And then I didn't really feel like dinner and I made like a marinated, you know, the marinated pork rib thing that I do from Jeffrey's. I literally just did a little bit of that with lettuce and mayo in a sandwich. In
that sounds incredible.
Yeah, it would be perfect for like a chicken katsu sando.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I imagine that you could probably, I'm not sure, do more milk and less maple if you wanted it slightly less maple-y or like expensive and neutral, and then you could just use it as like the best sandwich bread. Tastes like bread top.
Yeah, it looks like bread top.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, nice.
What's your snack?
My snack this week is Cholula hot sauce.
Yes, red.
Insert hook it to my veins grab.
Yes.
I've been eating on everything. Cholula makes everything more delicious. In particular, a few soft mentions for where Cholula has been extra delicious.
Scrambled eggs?
Yes, eggs. Tick. The gluten-free whiting bites from Jeffrey's.
Had them yesterday.
The fish fingers, had them tonight. Cholula? Tick.
Did I get you onto them?
Yes, you did. And I was at the supermarket just before and all they had was the squid.
I like the squid chips. Oh,
I haven't tried the squid chip bite things, but there was one bag of the whiting and I was too short and I was trying to reach all the way up the back and I was like, excuse me, sir. And he stood up and then I was like, if you're taller than me.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, oh, I put my foot in it now. And then he was like, yep. And then he got
He's
up
like,
there.
Oh, let me help you out.
Yeah, it doesn't really reach because he's like, I've got to prove to him.
Excuse me, sir, could you get on my shoulders and get these whiting bites from the back of the freezer?
top shelf all the way at the back. It was a hard task for anyone. Let alone
so awkward.
The two shortest people in the supermarket.
Do you know what? I reckon once a month an old ethnic lady asks me to get her something from the top shelf at the supermarket. I'm like, I must just walk around like this big, big white girl. They're oh like, fuck, gosh. She'll do.
Speaking of getting asked for things, I was in a Mecca store the other day, and it's been so long since this has happened, but I was like standing, I was standing in the doorway swatching something with Adrian, and this lady walks in, and she's like standing in the doorway staring at me as I'm like swatching something because I'm like interested to buy it, and she's like, is anyone going to help me? And I like turned around and looked at her, and then I looked away because I was like, this is awkward, what do I say? I'm going to keep swatching things, and then she was like, excuse me. And I was like, I'm really sorry. I don't work here.
Oh my God. I'd pay to, can we please go into Eastland and ask for the CCTV? Cause I would pay to see that. What did she say?
It was so unfortunate. She was just like, oh, and like was a bit uncomfortable. And I walked
as
in the other direction.
As she fucking should be. Because yeah. You don't work
she,
there.
Although, she was being also, so rude to me.
We were the greatest.
There were no greeters. It was Mecca Cosmetica, and that one was at the till, and one was doing someone's makeup, and one was in the fragrance section. Like, everyone was busy, and I was the only other person wearing black who wasn't busy.
Oh, I love that. That's so awkward.
The hilarious thing was, as well, like, even if I was there, I was, quote-unquote, I was helping Adrian. Like,
yeah,
he was my customer, as far as she knew. So,
that's
anyway.
That's interesting. I swear... I get asked if I work in a shop every time I'm in one. David Jones Chadston, people will chase me down. And I'm like, I don't fucking work here. I don't know every single time. Like, I'm actually just walking through to go to the car park. If you could kindly find one of the many authentic sales assistants, there is something so retail about me. I don't know what it is. And it's certainly not my smiley face.
I was going to say it's the resting bitch face. You're telling everyone to fuck right off and it looks like retail.
Maybe.
We should do a day at Chadston dressed in our best retail.
In our best drama blacks.
We'll see how many times we get asked for help.
Oh my
It'll
God,
be fun.
Please. That'd be a good TikTok.
Yeah, let's do it. I think it would be a great TikTok, actually.
Oh, I'm real uncomfortable about it already. I'd be so good. I reckon I could just help people.
Oh, same. And then someone would come over from the store and you'd be like, oh, thank you, Susie. I was just helping this lady here.
Susie here is after a pair of black pants for work. She prefers a wool or cotton blend. So far we've looked at Anthea Crawford and Bianca Spender, but if you can show her anything else, that would be great. Thank you. I'm just going to go to my car now. Okay.
On that note, should we wrap things?
Absolutely need to wrap this up. I desperately need to wee.
Shout out to everyone who didn't tell us to keep recording the podcast after last week's spiral.
You're the real MVP. So everyone. I don't think we got a single message.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. So we're cancelling the podcast because you're all assholes.
Okay.
Bye.
just finish things on insults every week now. Goodbye.
See ya. Have a great week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.